Well, this was the nature of the teachings. But let's see if the doctrine was appealing. Actually, in this regard, there was plenty to scare off the non-believers. For what did the preachers say? That we must worship the crucified one and regard him as God, he who was born of a Jewish woman. Now, who would have been convinced by these words unless a holy power had guided them? Indeed, everyone knew that he had been crucified and buried, but no one except the apostles had seen his resurrection and ascension.